Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. Let's give a warm welcome to Adrian. Are you there?
Hi, tonight.
Good.
We're going to talk tonight.
Well, we're going to be talking about this Andean cross, plus, about soul collages. And also, we have a guest that we're going to invite on, James. What's his last four numbers on his phone?
Last four?
Two eight nine five. No, this must be another guess. Let's go ahead and we'll get started with the and let people know about the Andean cross and what it does. It comes from the Inca cross. And what it does, it opens up different dimensions, and also it's a vortex, and it could be used for different readings. We used it last night on some of our guest callers, and I think, we were pretty much right on, on their, the answers that we gave them. And what about the soul collage, Adrian? You want to explain that?
Well, soul collages are really interesting because you're dealing with different archetypes and different dimensions with other people living different lives. And it's very interesting because it helps to overcome barriers that we put up, which helps to balance your left and your right brain, and it opens up those dimensional doorways to those barriers, which allows us to access through our archetypes, which is in the soul collages.
And that's interesting now. We're able to access, those different energies. And a lot like the Andean cross, we're just opening up, those, different parallels and making, that connection with the higher source, And how would you describe the Neo Cube?
Well, the Neo Cube allows you to access much higher levels, which is the Stargate. And when you open up the Stargate, you can open up timelines and change timelines and different kinds of things. You can manifest a whole variety of things with the Neo Cube, which is really cool.
So would you say it's more connected with the chi energy?
I would say with chi energy, all kinds of different energies.
Wow.
I'm sure it's unlimited what you can access with the Neo Cube. Like you can with
the we were talking about the movie Stay Tuned. You want to tell our callers and our listeners about that?
Well, it's kind of interesting how it relates so much to the soul collages because with Stay Tuned, they were able to access different channels, which brought things into reality, things that...
Right.
that were on TV and they were able to manifest those things to turn into reality.
Right.
So I think even with the soap collages or pictures, you're actually doing the same thing, but you're not living it, but you're actually bringing it into this reality. Once you've acknowledged them.
Does it help to manifest things at a lot more rapid rate?
I think so, because it helps unlock what the brain has put up walls to prevent those things from popping up into our reality.
Did you say James' last four on his number was 2895?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and invite James onto the show tonight. James, are you there? ...704 area code, are you there? James, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
James.
We just want to invite you onto our show tonight. We haven't talked to you for a while on the
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Good, all right. So, okay. What's tonight's show about?
Well, we're talking about different energies, and we were just talking about the Neo Cube. Do you want to explain a little to our callers and listeners about that?
Sure. Okay. The Neo Cube is a torsion field generator, and what that basically means, it creates spinning fields of chi energy around your body. The inside of the box is actually a cube. You use it while meditating. It brings chi energy into your body to not only help you relax, but to help draw in energy so that you can manifest your desires through the law of attraction. And the way it actually works is, I believe it's photons. I need to go look at my chart. It's photons within we're talking about the quantum level here. These photons are drawn into the cube via sacred geometry, and they are pumped into the core of the unit, where it goes from third dimension into the fifth, and then back down to from the fifth. When fifth dimension is where you can manifest anything you desire. It's like heaven on earth, where if you think of something, it instantly manifests physically. So these photons are coming back down into the third dimension, VIA, whatever it is that you want to manifest. Now, the more energy you put into it, the more work you put into it, the more desire you put into it, the quicker it manifests. Some people can do it and manifest something within like a 10-minute session. Others may need a couple of weeks of regular manifestation, meditating to make it work or make it stick, say. So, but overall, the main goal is to help you relax, and you will be able to relax with the units. If you would like to get one, or when you're ready to get one, go to our website at www.neologicaltech.com, and that's NEOLOGICALTECH. And I just want to thank you, Adrian Roy, for giving me some of your time on the show. And maybe we can let's actually do some readings together, and I can use the Neo to help people out with manifestation if they're anybody wants to work
okay,
on that.
We have a caller that's been waiting. Now, why don't we go ahead and invite that caller on the air with us tonight?
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and invite the caller from the 336 area. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
336.
Can you hear me?
Yes. And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tiffany, and I'm calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh, wow, that's near me.
Yeah.
I'm in Charlotte.
See, that's like, what, 45 minutes away?
Yeah, maybe an hour and a half. Yeah. About that.
Well, that's amazing that you're that close.
Thank you so much.
You know, we're talking about different energies tonight.
I heard, and I'm listening to him about manifesting the law of attraction through, is it some type of cube that you're describing?
Yeah. Well, you put it on your lap while meditating. It brings more chi energy into your body.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen one of those before. I was just calling tonight, this early morning, to see if I can just get a general reading.
All right. Adrian?
Yeah, Adrian. I'm here, James.
Okay. So what exactly is your question? You say general reading.
I usually just whatever you can pick up for me, as far as maybe my life direction. Am I going kind of in the right direction? Wrong direction? I guess maybe so. More so as far as maybe a job is concerned.
You know, this is going to be interesting. I don't know if you were heard what I was talking about, this Andean cross or the Inca cross. And what it does, it opens up different dimensions also. And with this cross, you're able to access, you know, into these higher dimensions, and then it'll give you any information that you're looking for. And the first thing that I got was connections and expression. And Adrian, I want you to tell her what you're getting from that.
Connection and expression?
Yeah.
Well, so basically, what was her question? She wanted to know what direction she is going.
Are you looking for your life's direction in your life or things?
Yeah, direction in my life, yes.
Okay.
So her direction would be her connection and her expression. So she needs to get into something that she can express herself. You know, either verbally, mentally, emotionally, which will give her more of, it will give her more of a connection in her life, which will help to connect her to source, because she doesn't have no direction, so this would help her to give her direction in her life, so she'll feel more complete.
And that, the second reading I'm getting is trust and passion. Adrian, what are you getting from that?
I'm getting she needs to have more passion for others, and she needs to trust herself more. And when she trusts herself more, she'll learn to trust others. And the passion will come once she learns to open up and trust others.
I'm getting that she does need needs to make a change in her life path. I don't know what that change is. I'm wondering. What is your name again, ma'am?
Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Yes, Tiffany.
Okay. Tiffany, do you have any idea what changes you need to make in the future?
Well,
any goals or just plans?
I'm supposed to be starting my own business. I'm kind of detoured as far as like what kind of business I'm supposed to start. I've been on my current job now for 10 years.
Okay. The way it usually goes when you start a business is you do it part time. As a hobby, and if you make money, then you let it grow. But you generally don't want to go out and spend your life savings, especially in this economy. Unless you really, really believe in, I mean, I'm not going to try to discourage you. Are you going to sell a service or a product?
It will be a service.
Okay. Well, it's all about branding.
I need to stop you for 1 minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My guys are telling me that what we need to do right now is use the NeoCube along with these codes that I was able to come up with.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Would you like me to start the Neo?
Yeah.
I'll start it up and activate it. Okay. And then I'll just hand it over to you, and you can do what you want with the code. All right.
Okay.
So close your eyes, and you can join in, Tiffany, too. Just close your eyes. Device activate and increase. And what I'm doing is I'm just turning on the torsion energy within the cube. It's all 0 point. Device, we trust you completely to integrate our mind, body, and spirit. At this point, Tiffany, I want you to visualize a white light in your pineal gland. Of course, your eyes are going to be closed if you haven't closed them already. So go ahead and see a tunnel of white light. See yourself going through it. Let me know when you see that.
Okay.
Stargate, we trust you completely. Device activate Stargate mode, automatic mode. Okay, the unit is activated, so Roy, go ahead and do your work.
Okay, now what I want you to do is... I was able to come up with some code for you. These are codes that are in part of the Inca cross, and I want you to repeat these numbers. And as you repeat these numbers, I want you to tap, you know, close to your heart, you know, I receive, and say say for each number, I receive. Okay, we're going to go ahead and start with the number three.
I receive. I receive.
Number nine.
Nine, I receive.
Number two.
Two, I receive.
Number eight.
Eight, I receive.
Number five.
Five, I receive.
Number 11.
11, I receive.
Okay, and these numbers will be projected along with the NeoCube and sent to the universe so that all these things, you know, that we were talking about can all start to manifest at a lot faster rate and help you into being more successful in whatever you're doing, you know, with your business. And you can, you know, start bringing this into this reality at a lot faster rate. Is there anything else you wanted to add to that, James?
There was. I just lost it. Get lost from my mind. I would just say, let's do this. Device help Tiffany manifest synchronicities to allow her to step into the path that she needs to follow. We ask that her guardian angels and guides would show her hints and messages over the next 3 days. And Tiffany, I want you to pay attention to these little synchronicities. Don't think they're just odd occurrences. Pay attention to them, and they will help guide you on the path that you need to take and device in session.
Okay. And Tiffany, I want you to tell us what you were feeling when, you know, when he opened the NeoCube and when you were receiving these numbers. Can you share that with us?
When I closed my eyes at first and he told me to imagine a white, I was walking through a white light, it just was kind of like a slight warmth over my face as I was repeating the numbers that you were giving me.
Right.
I don't know. Now I'm a little relaxed. A little more relaxed, I guess.
Yeah. And that's where you need to be more than any, because it's what it is. It's a calmness that'll, you know, be part of you in helping you so that you could be more focused and more balanced.
Thank you guys very much.
You are so
Thank
welcome.
You.
And what
That's the first time I've ever done that.
Yeah. Please call us back and let us know how that turns out for you.
Yeah, and I'm going to be looking in the next, I'm going to be paying attention to the next 3 days, just to some small signs, make sure I don't miss anything. So, thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Let's go ahead with the next caller now from the 704 area. 704, are you there? Hello? 704? Are you there?
Hmm.
704 area, are you there? Now, for some reason, we've lost contact with 704, but let's go ahead and continue. James, what are your feelings about these codes that I was given up? Hello?
Hello?
James, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead with the 336 area. Are you there? Hello? Looks like we lost our other caller. I just wanted to say, what were you getting from them codes that I gave you, James?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you.
Okay, that's odd. Well, I was, as I said earlier, I wasn't really able to get anything other than, what was going through my mind. I don't know if Tiffany's still listening. I guess she's probably just hanged up. But I felt that we needed to do some kind of psychic surgery to cut the cords to whatever it is that's blocking or impeding her ability to change, because something is attached to her. I'm not talking about negative energies, but it's more like she comes in contact with somebody else and she hasn't really let go of that person, let go of that dream. Maybe somebody's destroyed her dreams and goals, and you know, all of us have that, but it can stop us from progress. So, but I guess I think we did what needed to get done. Maybe I think she needs to just do more brainstorming and work to really see what it is that she wants before making any decision at this point.
Right. And Adrian, what's your feelings on that?
Well, I think other people are draining her energy. So I think that whatever these parasites are, I think I agree with James. I think they should be cut the cord.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever connection, you know, that she has with that.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, that.
Hello?
You know, that, and being more in the now, being more in the present.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where a lot of people are, you know, falling short on that, because whatever didn't work for them, they keep holding on to that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to focus more on what will work, not on what won't work.
That's true.
Right. And James, do you have anything else to share? You know, any new experiences that you've had with the NeoCube? Anything that you can share with us?
NeoCube. Lately, I did a meditation on Sunday for the Triad Protocol, and that's done. You can find that you go to my free weekly meditation link on my website, and go to YouTube, and you can hear that in the archive. The triad.
Let's go ahead
originally...
James, let's go ahead. We got one more caller, and let's go ahead and invite them on the air.
Okay.
From the 631 area.
Hi,
hello,
how are you?
You're on
Welcome.
The air.
Yes, I'm Rita. How
you?
Are you guys?
What's your name?
Hi, Rita.
And where are you from?
My name's Rita, R-I-T-A. I'm from Long Island, New York, near the water, near the Atlantic Ocean.
And have you been listening to our talk tonight?
Yes, I have. How you,
great.
You know, I think blog's having a little bit of trouble tonight. You know, I had trouble getting in and out of shows.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
you have a question for
us
tonight?
I actually have a question. Okay. This is something that just came up tonight. I'm considering going to court. And I'm wondering if it's actually worth it or not.
Okay. Ethan, what are you picking up on that?
What's this court about?
It's about somebody who stole my stuff and retrieving it. So, in the lesson in itself, I feel like it is worth it, but, I mean, I actually developed a really bad back problem going through my divorce, and, you know, things were given to me fair and square, and, you know, keys were exchanged, and he kept extra keys, and then he went in and stole so much stuff that I squeezed two storage units into one. I mean... I feel like if I could contact his new wife, she would force him to return all the things, but I'm disgusted, and he's in Florida now, I'm in New York, I'd rather just go to court, file paperwork, and, you know, he's got a big Suburban, I don't think he's going to drive up to show, but I know for a fact that he stole my things, his own lawyer told me, so...
Well, I think you should go to court. Yeah, you shouldn't let anybody else boss you around and try to disempower you. You need to stand in your own power. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to win. I mean, that's probably more Adrian's question.
Here's the thing. I've already gone to court with him to go through a divorce, and we had to show up once a month for 3 years. Okay? That's why my back is screwed for life from sitting on those stupid wooden benches. But anyway, bottom line, he moved to Florida. So if he can afford to come to New York once a month for 3 years, which I doubt, he'll just give in. He already knows he stole my stuff.
Okay. Hey, Adrian, what do you feel needs to be done? With Rita, what do you think we can do to help her out?
Well, James, I pulled the magician and I consulted the cards, and it says that she needs to gather more tools before she goes to court.
Yep, and I already got a reading on that one where my father told me to go through my notes. So, to me, that he's saying, get your paperwork together. This is really winnable.
Yeah, you need all the tools.
Yeah, let me tell. Do you think that's what he means by tools or no?
Well, I think that's part of them. I also think that with James's Neo Cube, I feel like you can win this court case.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this real quick, Rita, because we're running out of time. We only got practically a minute left. So close your eyes.
Okay.
Device activate and increase.
Okay.
Device, we trust you completely to integrate our mind, body, and spirit. Stargate, we trust you completely. Go down the tunnel of white light. Device, activate Stargate mode, automatic mode. Device, we ask that you would edit the timeline so that Rita would come out victorious in her court case, that she would get the justice that she deserves, and that she would also get peace and close, and have
closure.
This case. Closure, that's the word. And we also ask that any psychic cords connected to her ex will be severed at this time, if you so desire, Rita. Of course, that's ultimately...
I do. Absolutely, I do.
You could reattach them, too, okay, by becoming depressed. But yes, we want to let it go, too, at some point.
Listen.
The advice we ask, yes?
Yeah. No, I was already willing to let it go. I let everything go. But now I'm beginning to feel better. I was like a wounded warrior, you know, and every single...
Yeah.
Step I made, I took with honor. And you know what happens to somebody who stands in an honorable position when the other person is cheating, right? We all know how this world really works.
Yeah.
So it
also creates a vibrational pattern that you project out into the universe, and it's drawn back to you. That's why you have to learn to be bold when need be.
Yeah.
Not take the easy road.
Yep. No, absolutely. Yep, so I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to fight. And
all
you
right.
Just gave me strength because my back actually feels stronger.
Okay. Device also help Rita's back. We ask that any blockages in her chi energy in her back will be straightened out. Anything, any trauma or connections to her ex, any emotional pain will be released at this time. We just go ahead and seal that back up. Just imagine your palm chakras just kind of going through this, your kundalini back there, and just sealing it all up, and there, all done.
Oh, thank you so much.
Session.
I feel so much better, and I got in just
all
under
right.
the wire. Okay,
all
I
right.
just clicked follow, so you'll hear from me again, all right?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, wonderful night.
Well, it looks like we got a little bit more time. Usually they shut us off right on the dot.
We're off the air, but we're still recording, so
okay.
We'll just go ahead and talk until our record time runs out.
Good.
But I thought that was a great, that was great, you know, what you did, James. I felt it did a lot of good. And helping our
that really
family.
Helped her.
Yeah, that really helped.
Yeah. And there have been times in the past where I've had court cases and I didn't want to go in because I just didn't want to deal with the trauma, but sometimes you just have to.
Right.
And you have to decide when you want to be strong. But,
Yeah.
You know.
Well, sometimes we have to, like my oldest son, he says, we have to face our giants, you know, and that's where we're all at, you know, at one time or another. We have to be brave.
Sometimes that's our contract.
Yeah.
Is to play the victim role. So she needs to, like you say, she needs to rip up that contract.
Right.
And once she rips it, then she'll be able to get out of that situation. But she needs
right.
to find out what her contract is in that situation that made her become the victim.
And that's where the soul collage would have came in.
Yeah.
Been able to help her, yeah.
She might have needed a soul collage really bad.
Yeah.
Because in those extreme cases like that, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
She might lose, you know.
Well,
she didn't seem like the type of person that had much faith.
It almost sounds like she's going to lose either way because he lives in Florida. And it's almost impossible to go after the assets. But, you know, at least she's doing it for herself.
Yeah.
Even though the law is written in such a way that it won't be on her side, at least she tried to get justice. And then maybe then she can have some closure.
Yeah,
that's true.
And that's more than any, I think she has to have that closure. Because I think what's happening is it's causing her to have some physical problems. You know, it's getting trapped inside of her body.
And it might even make her more depressed when she finds out she won't win either, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you say,
you know, that's where faith comes in. You know, we have to not, you know, take on those kind of, and, you know, and give it up, you know, to, you know, to the angels, you know, give it up to Jesus Christ, you know, to step in and help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is we're not alone.
Yeah, we're not. We don't work alone.
We don't work alone.
We work with our
archetypes. James, what are your feelings about what's going on, you know, around the world right now?
Well, I think the euro doesn't look so bright.
Yeah.
I mean, we may see a financial collapse pretty soon. I don't know how bad it's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think things are going to fall apart. I think people should get prepared. But you know, on the other hand, I mean, I've heard that the timeline, you know, on this timeline, that supposedly the power is going to go out on December 21st, 2012. And at that point, there's going to be like some kind of, I don't know if this is true or not, but like an alien army invading or something. And it's going to,
wow,
like destroy all the negative people.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, not really aliens, but more like a spirits that are going to come around or something and consume the negativity or something. I don't know. I was asking Adrian, what do you think of that? Is that sound like bunk?
Well, that sounds pretty accurate to me. I mean, a lot of people have predicted a lot of things and they haven't happened yet, and I think it's just because we're expecting those things to happen, and that's why they haven't happened yet. But if we don't expect it, then most likely it's going to happen, but it's going to happen on its own time. It's like I was telling my friend about living in the present, about how we manifest things in our future, because we live in the future. We're always thinking about, you know, what can we co-create in the future instead of what we can co-create in the present. And when we start focusing on what we can co-create in the present, then we're not living in the future. You know, we're not worried about what's going to happen in 6 months from now or 7 months from now. You know, we'll just live by day and just co-create in the present that everything in our life will fulfill our contracts. And I think that's the most important thing, is to fulfill those things in our present moment, in our contracts now.
All right. Do you think it's going to work out?
You know,
yeah.
What could happen, you know. I mean, Obama has his contract. We have our contracts. The Black Ops have their contracts. And we just got to let them fulfill their contracts, and they're just heading down a road of destruction. You know, they're going to self-destruct. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
They're going to stab themselves in the back, you know.
So if you're of the white light, then there's really nothing to worry about for you.
Pretty much. Yeah, I think that your insecurity, like kind of like what Katie told us, just, you know, what she told us, Roy, how we're insecurity, you know, that
yeah,
we're secure.
Yeah.
And I think what she meant by that is that we have to feel that we're secure in our own vibrational frequency.
Right.
We're in safe, we're in a good line, you know, safe place.
Yeah.
So we really don't have to worry about them, you know, sugarcoating us, because I think as long as we stay in that vibrational frequency, then we're okay.
I mean, okay, here's a good example. James, you have the Neo Cube,
mm-hmm,
and you believe everything that it does or what you're projecting, you know, into the Neo Cube. Well,
yeah.
Our reality is pretty much the same way. How can we expect something if we don't believe in it? So we have to have that, you know, faith that kind of energy is being projected, that there is, you know, these stargates and these different, you know, realities that we can, you know, project our thoughts and make changes and help, you know, helping ourselves or even helping others. I mean, we're all energy. So,
yeah,
you know, we're always changing things with the way we think.
Right. Makes sense.
And, you know, and that's what's so interesting, what's going to happen, you know, with the, because, you know, our, the global consciousness is always shifting too. You know, and I'm sure there's already a plan laid out as to what is going to happen. We just have to, you know, wait until that time comes.
Right.
You know, even if it's not in 2012, it could be in 2016. You know, it could be some other time.
Yeah, according to Nick, what's here? I think it's Preston Nichols. He says that the timeline has been altered so that now the destruction is going to come around 2020. It's been moved back.
Right.
So we may just go through this, and then and by 2020 it may get moved back even again. It may not even happen at all. So maybe we are getting divine assistance. I don't know.
Yeah. And maybe by the way people, you know, shifting their thinking, you know, that's, you know, shifted the timeline also. Because, you know, there's a lot of light workers out there that are, you know, they're doing, you know, all they can so that this won't happen. Because, you know, that's not why, you know, we're here. Is to, you know, have to start all over again.
Okay.
And I just wanted to share that with you. You know, this is, you know, what I'm getting. And Adrian,
I think everyone's experiences will be different just because we live in multiple dimensional realities, and I think everyone's reality is different. So I think we're all gonna see it, but we're all gonna experience something different.
Yeah.
In our own ways.
Yeah.
It's almost gonna be like we're gonna be in our own movie.
Well, remember I told you about Dustin. He experienced something where he had to, you know, move out of this reality.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it, you know, be by, you know, suicide or whatever, you know.
That was his contract.
You know, that was his contract.
And it ended.
Yeah.
He fulfilled it, what he was supposed to do on this plane.
Right.
Hmm. So now he'll go on another plane and he'll do the same thing. But it might be a different circumstance, you know, it might be something different.
Right.
All right. Makes sense.
You know, and what's so interesting is, you know, when we're in the astral, you know, when we're in the dream state, I mean, we're shifting all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So what is real?
Well, real is what you make it.
Now you're starting to ask about the very nature of reality itself.
Yeah.
You have to define that first.
Yeah.
I think real is what you make it, you know.
You know, whatever we believe it is.
Yeah, it's whatever you make it.
Yeah, whatever we make of it, it's what's real.
It's remember like when you were a child, what was real to you when you were a child.
Yeah. Remember Michael used to say,
real to you as a child?
Real or imagined.
It was real to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, was playing guns with your friends, was that real or imagined? I mean, you know, you think about those things that were imagined, and they were real to the kids.
Well, sure.
You know?
I mean, they saw themselves as live characters, you know, being in that role. They were that, whoever they thought they were.
Mm-hmm.